Illegal aliens, released into U.S. by Biden's DHS. Linked to robbery gang in sanctuary state New York. By John Binder on October 16, 2022. Illegal aliens, released into the United States interior by President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security. DHS, are now linked to a South American robbery gang targeting Indian Americans in Long Island, New York. Three illegal aliens from Colombia, 20-year-old Brian Alexis Ortiz Ramos, 30-year-old Daniel Esteban Jimenez Carrillo, and 33-year-old Gerson Joan Hernandez Gomez, have been arrested and charged with second-degree burglary as a hate crime and conspiracy after allegedly burglarizing 20 to 30 homes in Long Island's Indian American neighborhoods. What we have here is a complete failure of leadership in Washington, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, R., said at a news conference. These individuals should never have been allowed to make their way into the United States. They were caught at the border, and rather than be detained, they were let go so that they could wreak havoc on communities across the United States. A fourth suspect, 20-year-old Justin Morris Soto, was born in the U.S. but has spent much of his life in Colombia, where his wife and children still live. New York imposes one of the most rigorous sanctuary state policies in the U.S., shielding illegal aliens who enter law enforcement custody from being turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Agency for Arrest and Deportation. According to the Nassau County Police Department, the four suspects targeted Indian Americans in Hicksville, Bethpage, New Hyde Park, and Levittown across Long Island by following them home from stores and scoping out their properties before burglarizing them. All three illegal aliens are among the 1.35 million border crossers and illegal aliens who have been released directly into the U.S. interior by Biden's DHS from February 2021 to August 2022. In March, Ortiz Ramos was apprehended along the U.S.-Mexico border near San Luis, Arizona before being released from custody and given an immigration court date set for July 2023. Meanwhile, Jimenez Carrillo was apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border near San Ysidro, California in June and subsequently released into the U.S. interior without any scheduled immigration court proceedings. In June 2021, just months after Biden took office, Hernandez Gomez was apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border near Hidalgo, Texas. He was released into the U.S. interior while being placed into deportation proceedings. In Morris Soto's case, he would still be in jail if not for New York's no-bail law that allows suspects accused of property and many violent crimes to walk free only a couple of hours after having been arrested without ever having to pay bail. Morris Soto was arrested and charged with second-degree menacing and criminal possession of a weapon on September 15 but was quickly released thanks to the no-bail law. He did not show up to his subsequent court date in the case. Unless our elected officials in Washington get the message and understand that this open border policy is a disaster. Unless our state officials understand that the cashless bail laws are a disaster. Our communities are going to be less safe, Blakeman said. Criminals are going to have more rights than victims. And that's a disgrace, it's a failure of leadership on all levels. The South American burglary gang in Long Island is only the latest across the U.S. where foreign nationals and illegal aliens are arriving only to commit crimes against Americans before returning home. As Breitbart News has chronicled, South Americans arriving on B-2 tourist visas have been flying into California with the sole purpose of burglarizing wealthy residents in Ventura County. Likewise, in Washington, D.C., illegal aliens from South America have been operating a similar home burglary gang that targets the region's wealthy Asian community. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.